This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Downloading data set.
I want to tell you a story. It was the summer of 2013. And I got offered a job, a shitty job, to work at a restaurant. And in this restaurant, I would have to wash dishes, and I would have to make sure that I was running the dish bit, make sure the floors were mopped. I had to clock in at 5:30 in the morning. And it was a summer job. It was one of these jobs that you would have for about 6 weeks to 2 months. It was one of these resorts that are open seasonally. And I had given my word to the owner that I knew through a family member that I would stick out the job, even though it was the shittiest thing that I've ever been through. And then at the end of the 6 weeks, the 8 weeks, he said, nobody has ever stuck with this job because it was so bad. And he gave me a nice little bonus. Gave me a bonus, I think it was about $300. He gave me a $300 bonus, which was about a week's worth of salary at that point.
Yeah.
And I realized that what he was rewarding me for wasn't my hard work, but my loyalty. And that my loyalty, because I said what I was going to do, and I did it, and I followed through, and I had my word attached to it, and it meant something, that I was able to benefit more than just financially, but build a relationship based on trust, regardless of hard things. So the reason I travel with my family, the reason I move with my family and with my team that's very niche, is because I don't like outsiders.
Yeah.
You know, there gets a point in your career where you're at a place where you don't want to allow outsiders into your network, into your circle. And when it comes to loyalty and trust, those are the two non-negotiables. And I learned that in that summer job, and it stuck with me. And ever since then, that's how I operate.
I think I learned something that no of your followers know. You were actually sleeping in your car for like 3 months.
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months.
6 months.
In your car. So can you just kind of touch on that real quick? I don't know how long ago that was.
It was a 1999 Buick. That's the car I had when I moved to America. That was the first car that I bought. It was $2,300. And when I moved around, because I was traveling all over America, there was times where I couldn't afford rent because the places were too expensive. New York City, Washington, D.C., these places get ridiculous. You can't get a room for $1,000. It's just impossible. So I couldn't afford it. So I was waiting tables. I was cleaning toilets. I'm like, dude, am I going to spend the $2,000 I make this month, spend 40% of it on a place to live, a room?
Yeah.
Or do I invest it? Do I make money for myself?
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go sleep in my car. I'll just shower at Planet Fitness and then I'll just clock in. Like, I'm chilling. I'm good. I'll just get the Wi-Fi next to the restaurant. I would park next to the restaurant and just sleep there.
Incredible.
So I did that for 6 months and then finally was able to sleep on a couch for another year. And yeah, accumulated all my money and my wealth by holding on to it in the beginning. I remember, bro, I was literally sleeping on a couch for $200 a month. And I was already making six figures.
And I heard the house was disgusting.
Disgusting. It was like five of us. Mm. So many people get things. They increase their rent. They increase their car payment. They increase this. They increase that. That they have no time to focus on really building wealth, really making money. So now I'm in a situation where I'm spending $200 a month on rent. I don't have to worry about that. My food's taken care of. I'm making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And now I'm like, dang, I have so much freedom. Mm. I'm a broke guy with freedom. So now what I have to do is take my time and monetize it. Mm-hmm. Because I realized, dude, most people in America make $1 million in their career. They have $1 million salary in their career in the lifetime.
Yeah.
The problem is they don't understand how to reduce the time in order to get that money.
Yep.
So I was like, now that I have a ton of time, because I don't have all these things that I need to worry about, mortgage, rent, blah, 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 all this nonsense, I can focus on leveling up. So I went into e-commerce, went into drop shipping, got into crypto. And even though those became popular niches, because I became studious and understood where the world was going, I got into these spaces and into these niches before most people did. Now, we were dropshipping 2016. I was buying Bitcoin for a couple $100. Like, I was about it.
Yeah.
And it paid out.
Bro, you have a very unique outlook on life, like almost like a gamified version of life. Like what we were talking about at dinner last night with the way where, you know, you don't really care what anyone has to say, what anyone thinks of you. And I feel like, you know, from sleeping in your car, from how old were you, 20?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
19.
Like you know, your parents probably had some kind of thought process on that. Like what was their thought on that? And can you kind of go back to that conversation we were talking about with Jordan last night on who gives a fuck what anyone thinks of you? You are your own autonomous
individual.
Human
being. Yeah, 100%. So parents won't, if you have a good, you have two types of parental groups. I would categorize them into two. One is parents that are just absolute shit. You want to get away from them as soon as possible. They just bred you, but that doesn't mean that they're your parents. Mm. And then you have the people actually care about you and they want to nurture you and see you grow. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they know what's best for you.
Yeah.
So I once had a conversation with my dad and I was going to go work a sales job. It was commission only, right? So for a person that doesn't understand commission or actually going and earning your own buck, that sounds like risk.
Yeah.
So I said, hey, Dad, I'm going to go work a sales job. I'm going to go earn my money. Like, I don't want to be capped by my performance. I don't want my cap to be performance. I don't want my performance to be capped by time.
Time, correct.
Or to be capped by a salary.
Yeah.
I want it to be capped by my performance.
Absolutely.
And my dad was like, no, you should go wash dishes because it's secure. You're like, you'll make money, it's safe. And it's that type of bot mentality and bot behavior that he's not even aware of. Mm-hmm. He's just saying it because it's what he's been taught is the way to move forward.
Yeah.
It's, oh, just get a stable job. Just get an easy job. Don't go too flashy. Don't go too crazy. Don't go too risky. But there isn't any risk. That's what people don't understand. There is no risk when you have nothing. When you're a peasant ass brokey, you have no risk, nothing. The risk is living the life that you currently are living.
Yeah.
There's no other risk. So I was like, dude, what the fuck am I doing, bro? Like, I need to go make my own money. Did they door-to-door sales for like 2 months, 3 months, made $13,000 in commissions.
Wow.
I was like, oh shit, like I'm actually pretty good at this.
Yeah.
And then that was kind of like the entire basis that formed this desire for an entrepreneurial career. But then I was in a situation where my parents wanted me to get a job. They wanted me to finish university. They wanted me to settle down.
I heard about your university story,
yeah,
by
bro,
the way, today. You were one class away.
Bro, yeah, fuck all that shit.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I bounced back from university. I was like, bro, like these motherfuckers don't know how to teach. These guys are wasting my time.
Yeah.
This school is expensive. This international business professor has never been overseas.
Yeah.
He's never run an international business.
Yep.
I was like, he was talking about all this policy stuff. And I'm like, dude, why don't you talk about like manners, overseas manners, which that's what gets you the deal.
100%.
Right? It's not about this and that. So I was in a situation where I realized my parents didn't know a whole lot. And it was the first time in my life where there was this tectonic shift where I realized my parents are just human. You know, and it was a time that everybody's going to have to face if you're trying to go through a season of growth. Many people have their parents stun them and their growth is stunted because their parents have fear of, oh, my son or my daughter are going to get hurt or they're going to end up in trouble. Or completely the other side, they just hate success.
Mm-hmm.
They think that all rich people are bad people.
Yeah.
Or they think that
money's
bad. When in reality, they're just ignorant.
Yeah.
So now I was in a situation where I realized my parents' advice with regards to how to live an ideal life was not cut out for me.
Yeah.
Why? Not because their advice wasn't applicable, but because I did not want to live the life that they had.
Sure.
And the life that they had was based off of the information that they knew.
Yeah.
And therefore, the information that they knew was filtered through and their advice came only from the information that they have. So if their life isn't amazing and the information that they have isn't amazing, then most likely their advice isn't amazing either.
Mm.
So I was like, fuck the advice. Fuck what my parents think. And I know that sounds insane. Like people go, oh, Luke, you're disrespectful to your parents. Yes. Brother, your parents won't feel disrespected when you retire them, sit them in a nice little Ferrari in Monaco with the entire family gathered around the table overlooking the coast. And all your parents are happy there, sipping their nice little Italian wine, seeing all the grandchildren running around. You won't hear them bitching.
You're not going to question.
You won't hear them bitching and complaining at that point. But what you're going to have to go through is a season of echo chamber of negativity. You can't do this. You shouldn't do this. You should be worried. Why? Because they've been conditioned.
Data set downloaded.